89 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. You'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephone interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
Hello, and welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC with Daniel Wolf. And it is the tail end of the month of February, and as always on this program, the tail end of the month of February means that it is time to kick off our series of shows devoted to this year's Juno Award nominees. And we've been doing this, I shouldn't have said always, but certainly for the last 3 or 4 years, to profile some of the best of Canadian talent in jazz and blues, and latterly we've expanded it a little bit to include the roots category. We'll see how it goes. But I'm going to begin with profiling the nominees in the Jazz Album of the Year Solo. There are 5 nominees, and we will play 4 of them. We will play Larnell Lewis, Mark Kelso, Audrey Ochoa, and Andre LaRue. I'd hope to play Jocelyn Gould, who for the second time in a couple of years, is up for Juno for her album, but I've been unable to get a copy of the album by the time I had to record the show. Jocelyn does not release her material, at least not recent material, on the usual providers, Bandcamp, iTunes, and so forth. So we'll have to do without that, unfortunately. But we will kick off with Duncairn Gardens from Mark Kelso. Mark Kelso hails from Ireland originally, but he immigrated to Toronto in 2002 or thereabouts. He's played with a variety of musicians, including Michael Bublé, Pat Metheny, Holly Cole, David Foster, Laila Piali, and Pat LaBarbera. The list goes on. He is a drummer, but also a singer and a band leader. He's actually received 4 Juno Awards as a band member and been nominated twice as a leader, with first the Jazz Exiles in 2016 and the Mark Kelso Project Chronicles of Fezziwig. I guess he's a Christmas Carol Dickens fan, in 2020. He also was head of percussion at Humber College in Toronto for many years, from 2005 to 21. The nominated album is entitled The Antrim Coast, and the track we will play is called Duncairn Gardens. So here's Mark Kelso, the first of our Juno nominees. Thank you. Kelso and Duncairn Gardens from his Juno-nominated album, The Antrim Coast. We will head now out west to Edmonton, Alberta. I lived in Edmonton for several years, and it's got quite a good jazz scene. It's the home of one of my favorite Canadian sax players, and that is PJ Perry. And it's also where Audrey Ochoa makes her home. Audrey Ochoa is a trombonist, and there aren't a huge number of Canadian female trombonists. She has been playing for a number of years. Her debut came out in 2014. It was called Trombone and Other Delights, and it was on the Earshot Jazz Charts, eventually earning the number 5 spot on the annual Top 10 for that year. And she's played solo, she's played with a trio, she's done duets with pianist Chris Andrew. We are going to hear from her Juno-nominated album, which is entitled The Head of a Mouse, interesting title, and the track title, which seems kind of opposed to the album title, Head of a Mouse, is The Tale of a Lion. So let's hear Audrey Ochoa from Edmonton and The Tale of a Lion.
Thank you.
Audrey Ochoa and The Tale of a Lion. That's a cut from her Juno-nominated album, The Head of a Mouse. We are listening right now to the nominees for 2025 Junos in the Jazz Album of the Year solo category. And we'll move on from Edmonton back to Quebec, although with a stop in Saskatchewan, to listen to André Leroux, who comes from Saskatchewan originally, but studied in Montreal, and I think is still based there. André Leroux is a saxophonist, flautist, and clarinetist. He has played with artists such as the François Bourassa Ensemble, the Quatuor Contemporain Quasar, and with the pianist James Gelfand, to name a few of his collaborators. He's been in a number of groups, such as the Montreal Saxophone Quartet and Jeunesse Musicale du Canada. He actually won the Espèce Française scholarship as a soloist at the Montreal French Music Competition in 1987. André's Juno-nominated album this year is entitled Montreal Jazz Series 1, Échange Synaptique. From that, let us listen to, interesting title here, Take the D-Train / Katona, André Leroux.
Completely honest now, okay? Homelessness makes me uncomfortable. But then I think, at least it's not sleeping on the sidewalk with everything I own uncomfortable.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Have you been dumped? Left all alone? Just want to find your soulmate? Look no further, because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit KingstonHumaneSociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
Welcome back to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. It's Juno season, and as always, we are going through as many of the Juno nominations as we can in the jazz, blues, and roots categories over the next couple of weeks, 3 weeks. And we've begun our survey with the category of Best Jazz Album of the Year, solo. And in the first half, we heard from Mark Kelso, from Audrey Ochoa, from Andre Leroux. And we'll wrap up this category with the Toronto-born drummer, Larnell Lewis. Now, Larnell is, I think, the youngest of the nominees this year, but he's already got a very solid reputation in Canada and in the U.S., where since 2022, he has been one of the drummers with the very well-known jazz fusion band with the interesting name, and that is Snarky Puppy. So Larnell Lewis was in 2017 named one of the top 35 artists under 35 by CBC Music, and got the award for Emerging Jazz Artist of the Year from the Ontario Arts Foundation. His first solo album was released in 2018 called In the Moment, and he's a multi-instrumentalist. He played bass, drums, guitar, keyboards, melodica, percussion, piano, synthesizer, and vocals on that album, in addition to writing and producing. I'm wondering if there's an instrument that he doesn't actually play. He's a grad of Humber College, in fact, and I wonder, although it doesn't say so on his website, whether he was at any point a student of Mark Kelso, who is also up for a Juno, and we heard from Mark, who was a percussion faculty member at Humber around about the time that Larnell was there. Anyway, Larnell has been playing, apart from his work with Snarky Puppy, with such artists as Robbie Botosh, Molly Johnson, Elizabeth Shepherd, Emily Claire Barlow, Barbara Leica, and Lila Bialy. So let's hear from Larnell Lewis. The album that is nominated for a Juno is entitled Slice of Life. Here's Hide and Seek.
Daddy, let's play hide and seek.
Okay, baby, let's do it.
Thank you.
Learn Out Lewis and Hide and Seek. Now, apologies to Winnipeg-based bassist Jocelyn Gould, who has been on the show a number of times, but was not able to obtain a copy or track from her Juno-nominated album, which is entitled A Portrait of Right Now. And if I'm able to do so in the next 3 weeks, as we're running this Juno series, I will circle back to Jocelyn and get her on the show as well. So we'll move on now to the next category, which is Jazz Album of the Year group category. And we'll begin with a group I've had on the show just a couple of months ago, actually, and that is Karn Davidson 9, or simply CD 9. Karn Davidson 9 was formed as a collaboration in 2010 between a couple of Juno Award-winning artists, the trombonist William Karn and the saxophonist Tara Davidson. It's a nine-piece cordless ensemble which uses seven horns supported by bass and drums. They've released three or four albums, and the one that is nominated this year in the group category is called Reverence. I played a track from it again just a couple of months ago, and we'll listen to another one now. This is entitled Wonderment, parentheses, for CJ. Karn Davidson 9.
Thank you.
Davidson 9 and Wonderment from their Juno-nominated album entitled Reverence. We have time for one more track on today's show, and we'll continue with the Juno nominations next week, but we'll close out with another Montreal-based artist, and that is Christine Jensen. Once again, no stranger to this program, and her nominated album this year is entitled Harbor. It's one of the many collaborations she's had with her older sister, the trumpeter Ingrid Jensen, also played on this show many times. The album is entitled Harbor. I played a track from it just a few weeks back. We'll listen to another track from the album now, entitled Cascadian Fragments, and again, it's Christine Jensen on sax, but also featuring big sister Ingrid on trumpet. Here's Cascadian Fragments. Christine Jensen and Cascadian Fragments from her Juno-nominated album entitled Harbor, and that's again in the category of Jazz Album of the Year group. We will continue on next Monday at this time with the group category, and we'll then feature Andy Milne and Unison, the Jeremy Ledbetter Trio, and Ragaverse. Then, of course, we have several other categories to go through, which will take us the next couple of weeks. I hope you've enjoyed this review of the first set of Juno nominations in the jazz categories for 2025. You've been listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. Man, it's been a cold few days, and we're not quite out of the winter woods yet. So till next time, bundle up, stay warm, and keep safe.
We can't believe it.
Cause you've got it made with a guy and she don't know.
Late in the 1970s, four Kingston women got together to discuss the idea of creating a community house, a place where grassroots organizations, families, and groups could gather, a place where food could be prepared and shared, new skills could be learned,